Rabbi Margaret, Rabbi Margaret, we're having some technical issues. You come.
Dial in again. Rabbi, hang up and dial in again.
Anybody there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I can't hear the rabbi either.
Anybody there? Hello?
Yeah, I just called in again. I can't hear the rabbi.
Okay.
Rejuvenate?
No. Okay, I think espialis means when a person sees something that blows him away, he gets in the spell. He just is overwhelmed by what he sees. And it causes a reaction that's not necessarily thought out, but it's like more emotional, but more than a guy sees like an unreal thing happen. Like it just blows. How could that? That's his spy. He gets in his bowl. Whatever kaychus hanefesh he has, call it emotion, call it overwhelms his ability. He gets into it. It becomes like, I don't know what,
the word is epiphany.
Okay, fine. I'll take that. Without knowing what it means, I'll take what it means. Okay, we are on Daf Mem. Okay, we are on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. And we're going to start again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. I'm going to translate the Gemara like the Rosh, and I want to point out that all the Achrayim, including some Rishayim, have a problem with the Rosh's way of learning. I will learn the Gemara, I will point out the problem, I will offer an answer, even though I don't know the basis of the answer, but I'll offer it anyway, because I've heard them say it, so I'll say it, but not because I know where they got it. I mean, they got it because they had a question, but the question is, where did the fact come from? We'll see. Amar Rav Chisda, Lukais Ba'achas, any person that pulls one hair out, I'm sorry, that takes one hair out, gets Malkus, for violating the law of Tarle Yavala Reshai. La'akev Bishayim. If a person takes a haircut at the end of his Naziris, and he leaves over some hair, he has not fulfilled either the mitzvah or requirement of Taglachas. And I'm going to say that now, because there's a Machlokes Tanoim, is Taglachas a requirement, or Taglachas a mitzvah? If you don't do Taglachas, are you finished with your Naziris? The Rabbanan say yes, you missed the mitzvah, and Rabbi Eliezer says no. Without taglachas, there is no end of Naziris. So that's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Chisda is not getting involved in that. He's just saying you have not done taglachas if there are two hairs left. And listar to have to redo 30 days of hair growth. That only happens if most of the hair of his head was removed. But if he removed 49% of his hair, right, then he still can keep on going. He does not have to have 30 days of additional hair growth because he has 50.1 left of the original hair. That is what Rav Chisda said. Now, the next word is where there's a big machlokes rishayim, but we will learn the Rosh's way. Ubatar.
Is there a mitzvah in finishing the Naziris? If a person wants to extend forever, anything else that?
He could be another Rilam. He could be another.
So he has to do a new Kabbalah, or it just happens automatically if he just doesn't shave?
Well, it happens automatically if he doesn't finish. You know, again, he remains a Nazir until he ends the process. He finishes the Naziris. He doesn't want to do it. He can maybe do whatever he wants.
He has a choice.
I'm sorry, what?
Does he have a choice
if it's about to meaning, he's Chayyab. Maybe you're right. He's Mechuyim to bring it as soon as he can. Yes. See, the Gemara says Baal Tachar Kaber Naitzav, and a guy who didn't start the Nazirus. Right. Yeah, Mechayra, you're right. For Batar. And that's only if he uses a razor. That's what Rav Chisda said. Now, the Rush learns it goes back on all three things. The Malkus, by the way, we're not finished yet, but the Rush, I'm just reading the Gemara. That means according to the way the Rush learns, if he pulls out hair, it's only if he does a Batar. It's chayv on one if he cuts one with a razor. He doesn't get... he has to leave over two hairs, but that's going to be no matter how he cuts his hair. He has to cut his hair with a tar at the end, and he can't leave over two hairs. And he only has to redo Naziris if he cuts his hair batar. But if he doesn't cut his hair batar, or his hair is not cut batar, does not have to redo Naziris. That's how the Rush learns. But we're not finished yet. Frank de Gemara, Tar in Midiach Queen Eloi? What is Rav Chisda saying? That if one cuts his hair with any other way, he's not over the lav? How do I know that a person is obligated even if he removes it in a different way? That it's only if he does it as low as a tar. So now to retranslate Rav Chisda, can I please finish and then you can ask me the question? So to retranslate Rav Chisda is saying three halachas. Number one, the person who removes a hair, any way he removes a hair, is chayav on one hair if he gets the hair all the way down to the scalp. But if he doesn't get the hair all the way down to the scalp, he will not get malchus. That's the first halacha Rav Chisda told us. The third halacha Rav Chisda told us is that the only time it makes him do another 30 days of hair growth is if a majority of his hair was removed all the way down to the scalp. If it wasn't removed down to the scalp, this is the way the Rush learns, he will not have to redo Naziris. The middle halacha is, there's a mitzvah to cut his hair off at the end of his Naziris with a tar, and that's only with a tar. He cannot do it any other way. We learn now there's a mitzvah with a tar. And if he leaves two hairs over, he hasn't done his mitzvah of taglachas. So the middle halacha is unaffected by any other means of removal, because the Torah said tar for the mitzvah at the end. That doesn't change. But the one and three, where we're talking about consequences, the consequence of malchus is only if you remove the hair all the way down to ain tar, and the consequence of having to redo her 30 days of hair growth is only if he did it to ain tar. That's how the Rush learns. We'll learn the Rush inside to see him say that, which creates a lot of problems. But let's first hear Dr. Harris's question. Okay. Dr. Rush. Amar Rav Chisda. Does everybody have it? Amar Rav Chisda. Lo kais loike ba'echad. Im gilach sara echad, one hair, loikem hisrubai. The bays. If he leaves over two hairs, Zakhtarash, v'yoyim taglachtai, in the day of his haircut, im shayr beisaras, if he leaves over two hairs, loikayim mitzvah taglachas. He has not kept the mitzvah of doing taglachas. Notice the Rush said, mitzvah taglachas. He's going with the Tana that taglachas does not keep you a nazir. It's a mitzvah. It's not a requirement. I mean, every mitzvah is a requirement. What I meant by not a requirement means it doesn't stop the removal of the Naziris. Listare nesaiser elab k'vray v'raishai. Im gilach roi v'raishai. Saiser Naziris ad malois le'ishais m'gram l'taglachtai. So he has 30 days from his haircut. U'batar akulu koi. Going on all three. V'chol eilu halachasem v'tamein b'hem. These are all halachas l'maishim esinais. And there's no reason why it has to be that way. Where did the 51% come from? 50.1%. Where did it come from? Where did it come that one hair is chayev on the geluach? Where did it come that if you leave two hairs, you weren't mekayim taglachas? Dr. Rush, it's halachas. It's just the way it is. There's no reason. It's what they said. Emek ha'intar, shehever kol hasar, that removes the whole hair. Now, the Rush has just informed me, and again, I want to repeat it. The Rush has just told me, halakha number one, that's not controversial, is that if you remove one hair, any method of removal, one would be chayver get malchus if you removed it down to the scalp, according to this. Halakha number two is also non-controversial, that in order to do the mitzvah taglachas, which does require tar, the kain tar doesn't go on that, because kain tar doesn't work for the mitzvah taglachas. For that, if you leave two hairs, you weren't going to the mitzvah taglachas. Non-controversial.
Why doesn't it?
Because the Torah said tar, and Rebbe told us in the Braisa that the reason the Torah mentioned tar is to tell me that the mitzvah of the Nazir is to use a tar.
Only for that halacha.
That's what Rebbe said. That's what the Talmud of the Braisa said. We had that yesterday. I can't help it. The Braisa said that. Because why did the Torah mention tar?
Go down to the scalp.
What?
Go down to the scalp.
It's a good question you just asked, but the Braisa said that he has to use a tar. You're asking, maybe the Torah mentioned tar, they told me it has to be Kain tar? I guess the Gemara feels that for Kain tar, you wouldn't say the word tar. You would say a different way of thing. Right? Because the Gemara asked, what does it say the word tar for? If it means anything, why do we say tar? So the Gemara answered to tell me that there's a mitzvah at the end to do it with a tar. So you're asking, maybe the Torah only said tar to tell me that it has to be Kain tar. That's what your question is.
Rebbe said it much better.
That's your question? Why don't we say that the Torah said tar to tell me that it has to be Kain tar? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have an answer.
Just because the final haircut through the tar, what does that have to do with the haircut you said during his ears? Tar is, you talk about issue with the final haircut, right?
No. Chizda said three things, tar. Chizda started off, it said three statements. One is that if a guy removes one hair, he's Chayav Malchus.
That's
he said, Betar. Rav Chisda said, Ubetar. Read Rav Chisda. Lukas Vachas, Lachim Mishtayim, Lista in the Sites of Arai Vraishai, Ubetar. And the Gemara says, not anything else? Wouldn't we say other things just as well? And the answer is, Kain Tar. It has to be close like a tar. So Rabbi Cohn is asking, so how do I know the mitzvah at the end needs to be tar? Because the Torah mentioned tar? Maybe the Torah mentioned tar to tell me that it has to be cut back close. Not that you have to use a tar. I don't know. I'd have to look up the question. It's a good question. Let me repeat it again. The question is a wonderful question that Rabbi Cohn has.
I don't need to hear that.
Yes. The Isla needs to hear. Yes.
I noticed that you specifically said we don't know the reason.
The reason I said it is the Rush says Batam Abraham.
Okay, so
if the Rush says Batam Abraham, I'm not going to try.
Oh, I understand. I know you're there.
Several decades. Fine. I don't know. It's a good question. I have to look it up. I didn't think of it. I have to look it up. Now, the Rush has just said something here. That really is a problem. The Rishayim say it's a problem, not me. And that is the Rush says that the third halacha of Rav Chisda that says if the hair is removed, he has to do another 30 days of hair growth, is only if it's Kain Tar. If it's not that low, he does not have to redo 30 days. That's how the Rush said. That it's going, the Rush shows it was, Akulukai, it's going in all three halachas. Problem is, we had a Gemara on Lama Tessam and Aleph. That the Goyim gave him a haircut, and they left over a quarter of an inch, and the Gemara wants to know, does he have to redo it or not redo it, depending if it grows from the bottom or grows from the top. And at the end of the day, we decided it grows from the bottom, therefore he does have to redo it. They didn't get a tar, they didn't get that low, they left a quarter of an inch. So how can Rav Chisda say, that means Rav Chisda is contradicting this whole piece of Gemara. So Chizkiah is saying that if they don't do betar, if the guy does, if his hair is not removed betain tar, he doesn't have to redo his 30 days. Because the Rush says that betain tar is going in all three. If that's true, then this whole Gemara makes no sense. Because the Gemara is discussing that the guy left a quarter of an inch. And the only reason the Gemara thinks he shouldn't have to redo it is because it's the same quarter of an inch that was there from the beginning, and the Gemara comes at the end and says, no, it's not the same quarter of an inch. Hair grows from the bottom. So therefore you see that even if the hair is there more than a quarter of an inch, but if it's cut off, you have to redo 30 days of hair growth. And here Rav Chisda says it's only when you do it chain tar. Therefore, the Rishayim say, other Rishayim, that Ke'en Tar is only going in that first halakha of Malchus. Ein Achinami, the halakha that if a guy takes a 50.1% haircut, is no matter how low they get. And Ein Achinami, that's the halakha. That which Rav Chisda said at the end of Batar, which we now say means Ke'en Tar, is only going back on Malchus, on the first halakha. Not on halacha number three. But the Rush says it is going on halacha number three, which creates this problem. And therefore, the Achrayim have this kasha. I'm just pointing it out. Yes?
This has nothing to do with the loaves at all, right? This is all before this.
Again, there's three halachas. I'm trying to get why I'm... Obviously, I'm not getting through. There's three halachas that Rav Chisda said that one has nothing to do with the other. Halacha number one. Person's not allowed to take... remove hair while he's a nazir. Even one hair. And that Rav Chisda says is betar, which we at the end of the day say it has to be all the way down to the scalp. That's when he gets malchus. If he doesn't remove it all the way down to the scalp, he will not get malchus. That's halakha number one. Halakha number three, I'm skipping two. Halakha number three says that if he gets a haircut or somebody gives him a haircut, he has to redo 30 days of Nazirus if it's 50.1% of his hair. But if it's less than 50% of his hair, he does not have to redo Nazirus. 30 days of hair, of growing hair. That's what Rav Chisda's halacha. And he said also, ubitar, which the Rush learns means, only if it's all the way down to the scalp. That's when he has to redo haircuts, hair growth. If he doesn't get it down to the scalp, even if it's 50.1, he wouldn't have to redo it. The second halacha Rav Chisda said is after he finishes Naziris and he does the mitzvah of haircut with a tar, and he left over 2 hairs, he didn't fulfill that mitzvah. The question we have on the Rush's chat is on halacha number three, where the Rush seems to learn that Rav Chisda is saying that a guy who cut off 50.1% of his hair and didn't get it down to the scalp does not have to regrow his hair. He said, Batar. And in the Gemara earlier, the Goyim cut off his hair, the Listim, and they left over a quarter of an inch, and the Gemara comes out of the end, and he does have to regrow 30 days worth of hair. He didn't get it to the scalp. So how can we have this and that? That's the kashya we try to have on the Rosh's chat. Yes. What is your question, Rabbi Hahn? Okay. Yes. Okay. Zogt Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi. We have a braisa that supports this. Zazir Shetalash ripped out hair. Mirat smeared the cream on his hair. Sivsev Kotu rubbed his hair intentionally to remove hair. Eina Saisel Beroy Vraishai, you need 50.1%. Ubitar. Bitar means, the way we learned, all the way down to the scalp, which is a riot to Rav Chisda. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Aimer, Mishum Rav Shimon, Kshem Shestei Saris Ma'akvazbai, Kach Shestei Saris Saisvazbai. He says, even if you cut off 2 hairs, he has to redo hair growth of 30 days. The guy has a whole head of hair, and he cut off 2 hairs.
All the way to the scalp.
All the way to the scalp. He has to now wait 30 more days to get, what Chisda said, 50.1. The Tanakhama said 50.1 of his hair. Rav Shimon says 2. He says, you see, 2 keeps you away from keeping the mitzvah of taglachas. So 2 is the shear that you have to regrow the hair. Dr. Rush, Tanya Nami Achi, the loike of Echad, besides the Barai Barai Shai. It proves your business 2 halal, number 1 and number 3 right. Talas Mirat Simpson Kochway the Chai Ben Isaiser, El Barai Barai Shai Batar, Bekain Tar. The Istgars, others are Gairis, Talas Mirat Simpson Kochway the Saiser, El Barai Barai Shai. Just a different way of expressing the same thing. The question is there two halachas in this brisa or one? Is the brisa telling me for cutting off hair you're chayiv? See, the way we have it, it doesn't say the word chayiv. It says, it doesn't say the halacha that you're chayiv for one hair. Some people had the gears of the rush. First it says chayiv for one hair, and then it says, vein esayser, only a barai brisa. Is the brisa telling me two halachas or one halacha? But that's the difference between the two gears. Zakta Gemara Vayter. Okay, now we go back to the... So we've accomplished, we've gotten to the point of understanding the halachas of Nazir. Again, the way Rav Chisda said it. We got to understanding the halachas of Nazir. Now we're going to go to the sources. Yes?
Good minor point. Rabbi Rav Chisda said like Avram. When he says that when it says a razor, note 15, that's in a razor-like manner.
Well, it depends on what part. There's three halachas. The question is, did he say it on the mitzvah, or did he just say it on the other things? I also agree, the Gemara says Kaintar, razor-like manner. The question is it going on the mitzvah or not? So I always understood not, but Abraham had a great question.
No,
I
don't.
No, I just...
My wife heard it already.
Your point is well taken.
Okay. Zatik my way to Amar Mar. Shloishim et galchen b'taglach the mitzvah. Three people have to take haircuts. Tanan Hassam, I'm sorry, I skipped. Tanan Hassam. This is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Negoim. Shloishim et galchen. There are three people that have to take haircuts. The taglach the mitzvah. And the taglachas is a mitzvah. Nazir, Mitzaira, Ulevium. Now, Levium is historical. When the Levium were originally separated, they had to cut off all their hair. It's a mitzvah. It's not Negei anymore. We don't give Levium haircuts. So, it's historically speaking, they had a mitzvah of taglachas.
Body hair.
This is what each one is separate. Each one is going to be different. Right. The kulam shigilchu shalai batar. If any of the three had the hair cut done without a razor, aisha shairu stay saris, or they left over two saris, they didn't fulfill the mitzvah. The tzaira, it's a necessity for him to take a haircut in order to become tahar. If he left over two hairs, he didn't do the mitzvah. A nazir left over two hairs, didn't do the mitzvah. And Levium, at the time, it's a historical fact, it's not Negeya, had to cut up all their hair, and if they left over two hairs, would not have fulfilled the requirement the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted. Yes?
You alluded a day or two ago to the Lafayette's on the store, I believe. That as to whether or not all the visible areas need to be shaved or...
This is all going to be discussed. That's why I'm not getting involved.
Okay, so my question can hold for answer, but... Yes. The question is, if that's in fact the case that people don't know, why wouldn't you automatically shave everything?
Again, because we're going to have... Why? That's why we learned Gemara.
Okay.
That the Gemara should take care of all these issues. Let me just say that Levium, the Torah also says Kol B'sarai, like it says by Mitzaira. So whatever the halach is by Mitzaira would be the, not necessarily. By Levium it says they have to do Kol B'sarai. By Mitzaira it says Kol B'sarai. By Nazir it says his head. So a Nazir does not have to cut off any hair besides the hair of his head. A Mitzaira does. and a Levi does. Now, to what degree does a Mitzayir have to cut off all his hair? Will be a Machlekes Tanoim at big discussion later on. So we're not going to get there now. We'll leave it for later on. Dr. Rush, Tanan Hassan Beperek Basu the Negoim. This isn't the last chapter of Negoim. Slice and Begalkum does it, the Sivagilachas Reish Nizrai. Mitzayir, the Sivagilachas Kol Sa'arai. Will Levium, the Sivaviru Tara Kol Sarum. Period. Dr. Gemara Amamar. Shloish and Megalchin, the Taglachta Mitzvah. Three have to take haircuts, and it's a mitzvah. Petit Mam Shita. Shita, it's a Tas Pasik says it. Why in the world does the Mishnah make it sound like we're saying a Chiddush? Taglachta Mitzvah. It's a Pasik. Zogta Gemara, it's a Mefarish Pasik. Zogta Gemara, May the Tema Mishim Avure Sarhu. That the purpose is not the haircut, but the purpose is removal of the hair. What if a person smeared himself with a cream? He did not give himself a haircut. He smeared with a cream, and the hair fell out. Has he fulfilled the mitzvah of taglachas? Kamash malan delay. He has to take a haircut, and that's not a haircut. That's why the Braita says, Taglachta mitzvah and it has to be batar. Because the pasuk says taglachas. But you wouldn't know what the purpose is. The purpose is to remove hair, any hair removal. Using a depilatory would be the same. Or you need to cut it. And the answer is you need to cut it. Not only do you need to cut it, you have to cut it with a tar. Dr. Rush. Shita, the Taglachta Mitzvah, the Kroig Siv. Ma'a the Tema Kra Ibu Sar Kapit. Vafilis Soch Nav Shinami. Hisam Hamavir Asar. Period. Now the Rush has a problem. But you said at the end that you need tar. So obviously a depilatory can't work. So why did we have to say Taglachta Mitzvah? Taglachta Mitzvah is to remove the possibility of a depilatory. What by saying, you have to use, you just say, Taglachtam needs tar. Why did you have to say, Taglachtam mitzvah, v'chiteima, miseva shemina lom? V'kulun shagilcha shloi b'tar. It says shloi b'tar. So the word teretz, the matzinim v'fruit shel ke'ein tar. Because if you only had the seifa, you would say that it means they have to be a close haircut, but it doesn't need a tar. Therefore, the Brites have said it in two parts. Taglachta mitzvah and tar. To tell me that you actually need a tar. Now, I'm not sure how it tells it to me, because it says taglachta mitzvah, no depilatory, and you need a tar. Maybe it means you need kein tar. I don't know why the repetition of saying mitzvah and then that you need a tar tells me that it has to actually be a tar. Because the Rush is saying that it only said the kulon have to be a tar, I would have just said it meant kein tar. By saying mitzvah, which removes the possibility of depilatory, and then saying tar, it means only tar. So I'm not sure why that follows, but that's what the Rush says, that these three need an actual tar. Again, back to the question, I won't mention who asked it, why would you need a tar? Why can't we say the tar meant kein tar? I don't know the answer to that question. Zogta Gemara. Now the question is the source. Yes. The question is the source. How do I know a Nazir needs a tar? How do I know a Mitzayra needs a tar? How do I know Levim needed a tar? Zogta Gemara, Bishleim and Mitzayra and Nazir. Ksiv. I mean Nazir, Ksiv. Tar Layav, I'm sorry. Tani, the Kulos of Yochus Leibetar. The Brisa says if it's Leibetar, they didn't fill the mitzvah. So Bishlam Gabin does it siv tar layava raisha. The Gabriel siv the Viru Tara Kob Sara. So both Nazir and Levium have a pasuk. Levium is clear. Haviru Tara Kob Sara. Nazir, it says don't use a tar ad malois, for there we learned out that at malois you have to use a tar. So those sukkim are clear. Tar for Nazir, tar for Levium. Ela Mitzayra B'tar Min Olam. Does not say the word tar by Mitzayra. Where did the Braita get to say, the Mishnah, that Mitzrayim needs a tar, and if not, they didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Doesn't say tar in the pasuk. So now we're going to have to try to find a source for Mitzrayim. B'chi teima, teisim
melevim. What did the Mitzrayim do this?
Twice. He does it at the beginning of the tar, meaning of this. If you read the parashas of Mitzrayim, teisim melevim of Mitzrayim, he gets brought to the Kayan. The Kayan sees that the Tzeras is gone, so he takes two birds, Ezaiv, Shnitelas, and he shechts one bird into Mayim Chayim, right? And he then dips in the things that he gets sprinkled on, and then he has to wait 7 days. He can go back into the Machna, but he has to stay out of his house for 7 days. He has to bechutz lebeit, he does the Tashma Shamita for 7 days. At the end of 7 days, he had to take another haircut. And then on 8th day, he brings kabbanis. So he does two haircuts. I would say 7 days apart or 6 days apart. I'm not sure. Because day one, he does the haircut. Day seven, he does the haircut. Or is the haircut and then day one? I think it's day one and day seven, which is only 6 days apart. But it might be day before one that he does the haircut. That he does the haircut, then he has to have 7 more days. I don't know if the day of the first haircut and when he does the birds and the things count towards the 7, or is that the day prior to the 7? I'm not sure. Either way, they're either 6 days apart or 7 days apart. He has to take 2 haircuts. Torah doesn't say how he does the haircut. It just says the gilach is kol sarai. How? It doesn't say tar. By Levium it says Aviru Tar. By Nazir it says Tar Loyava Raishad Malois, which tells us that at Malois he needs a tar. By Mitzrayim, the Torah did not say a method. But yet the Mishnah said he needs tar. We want to know how the Mishnah knew that. That's what the Gemara is bothered with. Zog to Gemara, Bechitay Mateisim Levium. Maybe Levium is the source. We find that the Torah said cutting off all the hair by Levium. And we find that the Torah said cutting off all the hair by by Mitzayra. So make a mamatzinu. We compare it logically. The Torah must have meant the same method. Zog de Gemara, ma'alavim shekein tegulukun taglachas. Meaning, this would be the mamatzinu. Ma'alavim shekein tunin taglachas. They need to cut their hair. Ve'ein taglachter elabatar. And they need a tar. Right. I find the obvious of Mitzayra, shutar taglachter ve'ein taglachter elabatar. The problem is, you can't make that comparison. Because Ikala Mifrach, Ma'al Levium Shekein Tunim Tznufa V'Gufan. Levium, at that one point in history, they had to be waved. They had to be picked up and waved, like a lulav. And that Mitzrayim doesn't need. So you can't compare the process of Mitzrayim to the process of Levi. You see, the Levi had extra parts, which the Mitzrayim doesn't have. So how can you compare it at all? One is a different process than the other. Logic means that comparison.
Rabbi,
one second. You can, this is not an exact comparison. Yes.
Who says that all aspects of both rituals have to be parallel in order to use that analogy? There's no two rituals that are going to be exactly the same, but we always compare the method of one with the method of another, even if it's not identical. So what if the Levim have to be waived?
Every comparison that's logic cannot be open to somebody who claims that that might be part of the ritual that doesn't go to the other one. If I can show you that the two are totally different because one needs a greater process than the other, I have no right to prove that the part of the process that's identical is totally identical. Because logic is based on the fact that I see the comparison. Once I throw a hole into that comparison, see, logic means I can make it up logically and I can destroy it logically. If I made it up logically, I can say they're not comparable because they're totally two different processes. I think the way
I'm asking. No, I understand it's logic. I'm just wondering why the ritual itself. The difference in any difference in two separate rituals would destroy the analogy. They both have to have their hair removed, and the same words are used. So, what if there's a different number of days? What if one of them gets?
It's It's not true. The Torah did not use the same words. By the Levim, it said razor, and by Messiah, it did not say razor.
Yeah.
So you're trying to learn it out. You can't make a comparison when they're different.
Okay.
Doug the Gemara. I'm sorry.
Does the Tehillahs of the Levim have to do with the waving of the
Levim? It has to be done at the same meeting. They did this.
Yeah, of course they did. They
did it at the same time. This was the Rebbeinu's way of separating the Levim. So it was they had to be Karbanis. It was a whole process. Time of Mitzrayim to Lut. Ela Teisim in Nazir. So now we're going to try to say, learn how the Mitzrayim needs Tar from Nazir. You can't do that. Because Ma'ala Nazir is King Kabbalah Toin Lechem. We see that Nazir's Mitzrayim is a greater requirement than Mitzrayim's carbon. Nazir's carbon has to be accompanied by types of bread, and Mitzrayim does not. Type of Mitzrayim to Lut. So therefore, neither Levi nor Nazir can be the source of Mitzrayim. Zakti Gemara, Ella Tasi Mitzavayan. We have a rule in logic that if you compare A to B and it's not comparable, and you compare A to C and it's not comparable, take B and C and make a common denominator. Nazir is not Levium, and Levium is not Nazir. Nazir doesn't have to have waving, and Levium don't have to bring breads with their carbon. So obviously the assumption is a common law is based on a common denominator. What is the common denominator between Nazir and Levium? That they need taglachas. One doesn't need waving and one doesn't need bread for his kabbalas. That means that can't be the reason for tar. That means the reason for tar comes from the common denominator between Levium and Nazir. What is the common denominator? Right. Loi roi zekaroi zeh. Right. I'm sorry. Taysim Levium can't learn out from Levium. My Levium should can't turn a trufa. Begufa. They have to be waved. Nazir yachiyaf. Nazir doesn't. They don't. Chazar, I didn't go back and forth. One severity is not the same as the others. Common denominator. So it's the common denominator. Dr. Rashi. The hain of iron is aliyim tnufa. Pasuk says it. Shekin kabbalah to alechem chalas nirikikin. So this seems to be that the Gemara is happy with this source. How do I know? Mitzayra, common denominator of Nazir Levium. Frank the Gemara amale Rabbah mi Barnes l'Ravashi. Rabbah from Barnes said to Ravashi, the libruch ma'la atzad ha-shavar shrem shekin ein kabbalah bedalas. They don't have the leniency that a poor person can bring lesser karbanas. A nazir can be very poor, but the Torah does not prescribe for him a poor man's solution in his karbanas. Levium, whether they had the money or not, had no option that they could bring a different carbon. And yet, here comes Mitzrayim, where the Torah made a poor man's option. So how can you compare Torah and Mitzrayim Shekein to Kabbalah Babadalas? And the Gemara leaves it unanswered. The Gemara leaves this question unanswered, so at this point we really don't know the source for Mitzrayim. And the Gemara is now going to move on to something else. At the end, I think it's going to resolve this, but this is where we leave it.
You don't see
No, we're not finished yet, that's why. Zokhtaraj, time to be Mitzrayim Shekin Bona Begalas, and any other Masegis, if you can't afford it, may be Tyra Ben Ayayna. He brings birds. So the Gemara leaves it right there. Again, leaves it right there, and moves on to something else. At the end of the sugya, we'll see whether the Gemara comes back and ever resolves it. If it doesn't, then we'll be left without a real source of knowing where it came from. If it does, well, no, I don't know. I'm not that far ahead prepared, so I can't answer the question. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh. Again, don't put on tone so fast. What time is the Hanukkah Tallis and Tone?
47.
I thought it was 48, but I might be wrong. 47, okay.